So our last look this hour at the frustration of dealing with intractable conflicts in the world in this century takes us to Somalia, where the U.S. has had a history of trying to help forestall chaos or contain instability with little noticeable impact. What must it be like to grow up in a place like Somalia? A single human view of that experience, rapper Kanan tells his story in this track, listen, called Somalia.
We used to take barbed wire, mold them around discarded bike tires, roll them down the hill on foot blazing. Now that was our version of mountain bike racing.
Damn!
Do you see why it's amazing when someone comes out of such a dire situation and learns the English language just to share his observation?
20 years ago, Kanan left the nation of his birth. He found fame and success and security in Canada and fans around the world playing in 86 countries. But the images of his home never left.
A lot of mainstream news is yapping about yapping. A lot of underground is rapping about rapping. I just want to tell you what's really crack-a-lacking. Before the tears came down, this is what happened.
So what you know about the pirates terrorize the ocean? To never know a simple day without a big commotion. It can't be healthy just to live with such a steep emotion. And when I try and sleep, I see coffins closing.
So when I try and sleep, I see coffins closing. The lyrics from Kanan's rap tune, Somalia, it wasn't until this summer, partly because the civil war wouldn't permit it, that Kanan decided to return 20 years after fleeing for his safety. He joins us on the phone now from New York City. Kanan, good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say, as compelling as that song is, it doesn't match the op-ed that you did for the New York Times, which I read over the weekend. Do you still see, when you close your eyes, coffins closing?
The imagery there is important in that we've kind of made pillows and blankets out of war. It's been a long time that this kind of instability and hurt has been in production, and so that is the imagery. It's the, you know, because the human has to at some point feel, you know, like they're seeking rest, but then we can't. We live in this. In this condition.
We're talking to Kanan, a Somali-Canadian poet, rapper, and songwriter who returned to Somalia after 20 years, essentially, of having escaped the civil war. Kanan, I spent some time in Somalia in 1992, when you probably were still there. I went to Baidoa, Bardera, Hargeisa, Mogadishu. I have to say, it was one of the scariest places for all the chaos and the armaments and the disease and the famine, one of the scariest and most beautiful places I've ever been.
Yeah, that's the paradoxical context of Somalia. I mean, but the truth about this place is I always found that we have kind of stripped it out of context, and then it becomes scary in that spooky way. It becomes thorny and no one wants to address a place like that when it's scary in that mysterious way. But Somalia isn't scary mysteriously. It's scary for a reason. It's people without a centralized government for 20 years. It's filled with arms. It's poverty infested. It's a complicated, well, not even complicated, but a complex conflict. And so it's scary, it's contextualized for the Somali people, but for the outside world, it is not.
Yeah. Kanan, describe returning to the hospital where you were born.
Well, the hospital was very powerful visit for me because here you saw this incredibly large feeling of hopelessness sort of surrounding this place. But then parallel, that was the work of hope itself. You know, the doctors there were volunteers. Nurses were volunteers. People were just doing everything that they can to make life work, to make life continue. And overcrowded and, you know, hospital serving, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And no one there really but Somalis to just make it work, you know, and so it was a strong and a lasting image in my mind being there.
It's very heroic to imagine and to recall, even for the time that I was there, the amount of effort that goes into survival in a place like Somalia. the image that stands out for me, there's this place up in the north of the country. Do you know it? Where there's actually this huge airstrip that was built by the United States during the Cold War that the space shuttle was supposed to land on if they ever got an emergency. You know that?
Yeah.
It's just one of those tragic, there's that kind of stuff all over Somalia. And yet you can't imagine a road back. Do you see a road back for the country?
I do. I think if we, in fact, start to travel towards the road back, I don't think it's far away to get there. I don't think it's the kind of country that is dug in so deep that you it's hard to kind of get out. I think we're under an ocean of trouble. But I do believe that in one breath, having allocated to the right parts of the lung, we can come out and breathe. But that's a systematic situation. That is that's something that needs real thought, and it needs real experience in the Somali political sphere and Somali people's vision to make that happen. The trouble with the world has been that there's been a lot of foreign policy affecting Somalia without the Somali expertise in mind at all. It keeps on.
Before we go, what can you do? What did it occur to you to do? What capacity do you have to change things?
It just encouraged me to do that which I already do, what's natural for me. It's for me, as soon as something feels like it's moved me, I go to melody, I go to words, and you know, the Times piece that I wrote and the music that I played the other night at the Clinton Global Initiative has moved a lot of people, and so I know how to do that best, but I also don't see anybody else doing much else for my country. So I step into places where I don't feel the best in, but I can kind of survive. You know, I want to create, hopefully, a dialogue, a real dialogue around Somalia that opens up the world's fenced heart, because right now no one looks at Somalia and doesn't feel like they've been betrayed by it, and so they blame it, and so they don't want to address it.
Kanan, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Kanan is a Somali-Canadian poet, rapper, and songwriter who writes about his return to Somalia after 20 years of being absent from his country because of the civil war. He speaks about it with us and writes about it for the New York Times in an op-ed that you can see published over the weekend. Thanks so much. Song Take a Minute, one of the songs that Kanan played at the Clinton Global Initiative event here in New York. We follow the crisis in Somalia, intractable conflicts all over the world. You can listen back to our previous segments at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out this week. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.